The roar that greeted Garrison Keillor this past weekend at the outdoor venue Tanglewood echoed off the Berkshire Mountains.
I hear that old piano from down the avenue.
This weekend, there will be a show at the Hollywood Bowl, one at the Minnesota State Fair in September. A new, different Prairie Home Companion hosted by Chris Thiele starts in the fall. But really, after 42 years, this is it.
Comedy live from the Music Shed here at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts.
No more stories from Garrison Keillor, the show's creator, and our modern-day Mark Twain.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out there on the edge of the prairie.
Wayne, honey, you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, right. Here now. Here's your dad. He wants to talk to you.
All
now.
Right.
No more skits from Sue Scott and Tim Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad.
Or duets with singers like Heather Massey.
Oh, babe, I'm saying goodbye.
Or glorious noises from Fred Newman.
He's a very sensitive young man. A lot of noise going on around him. A lot of hunting.
Get him, buddy. Come on, get him.
Shooting shotguns. Some hunters hunting from helicopters.
We start our two-day goodbye to Prairie Home Companion with Fred Newman, a dyslexic kid from Georgia who fell in love with mouth sounds. He wrote a book about them. He eventually worked alongside legendary Prairie Home sound artist Tom Keith, who died in 2010. Now Fred's duets with Garrison are a highlight of the show.
Did I read that you used to get thrown out of class a lot, one time dragged by your lip?
Okay, I was lifted out of a classroom by my bottom lip, but I was not unique at all. Where I grew up is this red dirt, rolling hill area, middle Georgia, where the Br'er Rabbit stories were recorded in writing by Joel Chandler Harris, but these were former slaves. I heard all those stories told by the descendants of those guys in a little store, and they would, you know, wow, and he grabbed the cat and he slung him, and they, all that stuff would go, or like, an old man named Snipes taught me how to do a water drip.
You were just tapping your cheek.
Yeah. And it's tapping on my cheek, and I'm blowing the water out as if you had just brushed your teeth and it's spitting, go, and then I put them together. To see that come out of a 90-year-old man's face, who's dark, and it looks like a National Geographic relief map. Everything about him was like this. He talked like this, breathe. It was just, not unlike Garrison, you can hear his nose hairs. I'm that close to this guy, and there's a water drip happening right on a nail keg, and to hear this perfect water drip come out, that was a life-changing moment. And then I said, oh, this is great. I wrote a book about it. And then one of the first shows was this show called The Prairie Home Companion. Welcome, book author Fred Newman. And I went on and did Baby Elizabeth.
Hi, my name is Baby Elizabeth.
And I remember Garrison's eyebrows went up like two hamsters, you know, like looking at me. And I said, give me some of this.
Thought he'd find himself a little peace and quiet, and he moved up to New York City, but that didn't work out. Traffic and crowds. Then underground, there was the subway.
We almost never rehearsed that. Sometimes they'll just say, let's do something with office supplies. And the next thing I know, I'm my tie. Oh, get my tie! It's in the Xerox machine! You know, and I don't know what's coming. He realized I'm not a technician at all. I'm very much moment to moment.
So I was driving here on the Mass Pike. You know the Mass Pike? And I got rear-ended.
I really did.
And then a helicopter landed. Peter Lorre was in the helicopter.
Oh, you got rear-ended. Oh, it's more like Chong of Cheech and Chong than Peter Lorre.
Do people do that to you?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's what I used to do as a kid. I would turn on football games and we'd turn down the sound, and you know, it would. You know, sounds have always fascinated me.
Well, I'm just thinking, what an opportunity Garrison Keillor gave y'all, because there's really not a lot of call for someone who can make horse sounds on his chest. Or
it is a dark art, and one that's usually relegated to the back of a classroom. Yeah, and I mean, there's no demand for live sound effects delivered fresh and improvised on a stage. There's no call for that. But Garrison does, from start to finish, that show is one big piece of jazz. It's always done live, totally in the moment, and it pivots on a dime. Someone blows a note, we got to blow an honest note back.
And, out there, Fred.
Okay. So,
to be continued.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Mouth Sounds artist Fred Newman, and we will continue our Goodbye to Prairie Home Companion in its current form backstage at Tanglewood tomorrow with host Garrison Keillor and the rest of the Royal Academy of Radio Actors. Well, there's just two, Sue Scott and Tim Russell.
That must have been your boyfriend, Larry.
No, Jim, that was you. Come on. We went to a movie, and then we parked looking over the lake, and the stars were shining on the water, and we were naked in the front seat. Oh, you know what? You're right. It was Larry, come to think of it.